Dick Francis is one of the most prolific contemporary mystery writers, with bestsellers like Photo Finish and Reflex. But before he started this career, he worked as a jockey for the British royal family. His novels involve horse racing, and critic Maureen Carrigan says there's also evidence of his brush with the Windsors.
I'd like to announce a new literary award, the Gertrude Stein Memorial, A Rose is a Rose is a Rose Prize. To be eligible, all a writer has to do is to repeat the same dialogue or scene in three consecutive books. The first prize is going to Dick Francis for managing to write the same horse racing scene into all 29 of his mysteries. Here's the obligatory race with a close finish from his newest book, Long Shot. The horse, this time, is called Chickweed. The jockey's name is Nolan. Nolan, aggressive instincts in full flood, was crouching like a demon over Chickweed's withers, delivering the message that losing was unacceptable. Chickweed, as if galvanized, took up the struggle again. The jockey and horse in front, judging the battle won, eased up fractionally too soon. Chickweed caught them napping, astride from the winning post, and put his head in front, just where it mattered. The crowd cheering for him, the favorite, the fighter who never gave up. You got it? Dick Francis recycles this scene to establish the moral code of his books. It goes something like this. Racing is like life. Cowards and cheaters always lose. The good and the brave always win, no matter how dismal the odds. I don't buy this meritocratic drivel, but I'm a staunch Dick Francis fan. His books are suspenseful and fun, even if his politics are archaic. Francis is one of my guilty pleasures, and given his attitudes towards class and gender, I have a lot to feel guilty about. The typical Dick Francis mystery restores order to the racing world by restoring power to the aristocracy. Usually, a humble but fearless hero, often a jockey, discovers an evil plot against racing. He informs one of the patrician members of the Racing Commission, someone with a name like Sir Nigel Gout. At first, Sir Nigel's judgment is clouded, maybe by the gallons of gin and tonics he's guzzled over the years. But Sir Nigel always rallies, the wicked bounder is arrested, and our hero rides off, usually with Sir Nigel's niece. This brings me to Dick Francis's sexual politics, which are even more reactionary than his faith in benevolent despots. To Francis, a desirable woman is a lot like a racehorse. Both have good bloodlines, glossy manes, and nimble forelocks. And both secretly want to be reined in and mastered by men. Probably the worst Dick Francis mystery in terms of women is a book called Forfeit, published in 1969. The hero is a sports writer, married to a woman who is stricken by polio, and she's now completely paralyzed. After the usual plot against racing has been foiled, the hero's wife tells him that, given the circumstances, it's okay if he wants to take an occasional extramarital roll in the hay. The woman may be in an iron lung, but she's a topping good sport about it. Longshot doesn't have any romantic subplots. Maybe Francis decided that it's safer for him to stick to horses. But everything else about this book is pretty much the same as his other books. One of the pleasures of good formula fiction is that it thrills and offends you in predictable ways time after time.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. Dick Francis's new novel is Longshot.